O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths will declare your praise. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The scripture for today is John 4, verses 5 through 26. Let's prepare our hearts to hear from God's word as we listen to Living Water by Ben Bannister and Ellie Holcomb. The text mirrors today's passage about the Samaritan woman at the well, as it references Jesus as the well that will not run dry. Musically, the band's high energy and lively tempo reflect the pulsing refreshment of running water in this fun arrangement.
John chapter 4, verses 5 through 26. So he came to a town of Samaria called Sychar, near the field that Jacob had given to his son Joseph. Jacob's well was there, so Jesus, wearied as he was from his journey, was sitting beside the well. It was about the sixth hour. A woman from Samaria came to draw water. Jesus said to her, "Give me a drink," for his disciples had gone away into the city to buy food. The Samaritan woman said to him, "How is it that you, a Jew, ask for a drink from me, a woman of Samaria?" For Jews had no dealing with Samaritans. Jesus answered her, "If you knew the gift of God and who it is that is saying to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water." The woman said to him, "Sir, you have nothing to draw water with, and the well is deep. Where do you get that living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob? He gave us the well and drank it from it himself, as did his sons and his livestock." Jesus said to her, "Everyone who drinks of this water will be thirsty again, but whoever drinks of the water that I will give him will never be thirsty again. The water that I will give him will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life." The woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water so that I will not be thirsty or have to come here to draw water." Jesus said to her, "Go call your husband and come here." The woman answered him, "I have no husband." Jesus said to her, "You are right in saying, 'I have no husband,' for you have had five husbands, and the one you now have is not your husband. What you have said is true." The woman said to him, "Sir, I perceive that you are a prophet. Our fathers worshipped on this mountain, But you say that in Jerusalem is the place where people ought to worship. Jesus said to her, Woman, believe me, the hour is coming when neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem will you worship the Father. You worship what you do not know. We worship what we know, for salvation is from the Jews. But the hour is coming and is now here, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father is seeking such people to worship him. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth. The woman said to him, I know the Messiah is coming, he who is called Christ. When he comes, he will tell us all things. Jesus said to her, I who speak to you am he.
A few times at the occasional funeral over the decades, I've bumped into someone I knew growing up. He's been married several times, and each time I've seen him, he's had a different wife or girlfriend. It reminds me of Jay Gatsby in The Great Gatsby, looking out at the dock at the end of the novel, thinking that a new romantic relationship will complete him. The novel says Gatsby believed in the green light, the future that year by year recedes before us. It eluded us then, but that's no matter. Tomorrow, we will run faster, stretch out our arms farther. These types of quests are like the woman at the well to whom Jesus offers life that won't recede or elude her or us. Jesus asked this woman at the well for a drink, and she reveals how shocking his request is. You see, a Jewish man wouldn't be caught dead speaking with a Samaritan woman. And so in reaching her, Jesus is knocking down fences and prejudices. He draws her from physical thirst to spiritual longing. If you knew the gift of God and who it is that is saying to you, give me a drink, you would have asked him and he would have given you living water. Notice that before he confronts her waywardness, that is, looking for love in all the wrong places, he offers himself. I'm God's generosity to you. When you drink this physical water, you will thirst again, but if you drink the living water that I offer, you will never thirst again. How can I get this water? She replies. Call your husband and bring him with you. I don't have a husband, she says. Correct. You've had five husbands, and the one you have now is not your husband. See, he pinpointed her disillusionment, her misguided choices, and those of the men who sinned against her in order to draw her out into himself. And like her, we all thirst to be valued, to find significance and love, but sometimes we too drink from wells that don't quench our thirst. Well, she wonders if he's a prophet, pointing out the different locations that Jews and Samaritans emphasize in worship. But Jesus says it's not where you worship, on this mountain or that mountain, it's how you worship that matters, in the spirit and truth. Well, she says, when Messiah comes, he will tell us all things. Then Jesus says, I who speak to you am he. And he says to us, you have no need to chase that elusive green light through work, money, romance. Friends, let your disappointments in your quest for meaning lead you to the satisfaction that Jesus offers. I encourage you to pray, Father, Jesus is the only one who can truly quench my thirst. By your Spirit, lead me to drink his living water.
Let's close out this prayer from the Book of Common Prayer. This is another day, O Lord. I know not what it will bring forth, but make me ready, Lord, for whatever it may be. If I am to stand up, help me to stand bravely. If I am to sit still, help me to sit quietly. If I am to lie low, help me to do it patiently. And if I am to do nothing, let me do it gallantly. Make these words more than words, and give me the Spirit of Jesus.